shelter or enclosure for hogs or pigs.
Hog pen.
Okay. And the place where for milk and butter, I guess where they're either stored or where they're made.
Well, now,
a special place for.
We keep ours in a refrigerator, but where you got a good spring, you can have a spring house.
Mm-hmm.
You can have real milk and butter.
But if you had a lot of cows and say made it in the butter and stuff like that, what would you call the place where you do all that stuff?
Dairy.
Okay. What do you call the place around a barn where you might let cows, mules, and other animals walk around?
Pasture.
Okay. And what if it was very near the barn?
Barn lot.
Okay. What do you call the place where you let them go out and graze?
Pasture.
Okay. And did you ever grow cotton?
We never did. It don't grow in this country. Mm-hmm. I've seen it grown, but we don't grow it in this country.
What do you call grass that grows in a field that you really want to, you'd rather not be there? Do you have a special name for that?
Well, Johnson grass, they call it. And
does that grow more than any other thing?
And there's something else they call it, but I forgot what else it is. See, I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
Like that.
And what do you call the place where you, say, grow corn or cotton or tobacco?
Field.
Okay. And what if it's large? Or, I mean, if it's small and it's near the house?
Corn patch.
And that would be mainly just the stuff that you eat?
Yeah, and garden now. Some people has a lot of stuff in the garden. You see, corn and potatoes and things like that.
Would a garden and a patch be about the same thing?
Yes.
What kind of fences do you usually have around a yard or a garden?
Well, sometimes I have paling and sometimes I have woven wire.
Well, now, what's the paling? I mean, what type of fence is it? Could you just describe how you make the different ones or how they look?
Well, the palings now is about 3 inches, I'd say, broad. And then they're just high as you want them, and they peek them off like that, you know, make them sharp right on top.
Mm-hmm.
And they paint them white. And now more people takes plank and makes fences.
Mm-hmm.
And paints it white.
Mm-hmm. And, but they're, one, did you say one was woven?
Woven wire. There's a lot of people has woven wire around their gardens in order to keep chickens, where they raise chickens and things, or hogs or anything like that. They keep that in order to keep it out.
How about the kind, I haven't seen any right near here, but I saw some on the Blue Ridge Parkway that it looks like the trees have been split, and they're not nailed together, but they go like this and another one like that. And
that's fence rail, isn't it? Is it trees that you're talking about?
It must be, but it doesn't look like it has a post anywhere. They just kind of stack it up, but it kind of crisscross, and it'll go on the edge of the parkway. But I don't think there's a post required. They just go put part of logs, like this. Nothing on that.
Well, now we call that rail fences.
Oh, that's rail fences?
Mm-hmm. Used to people split rails, and that's all the way they had of making rails back when I was a child.
Uh-huh.
They split rails and then laid them up that way on top of each other.
Those are good fences.
Now, right over here, if they've not took it down, she's got one of them around her house now. And she just, you know, built it for the looks.
Uh-huh.
But now, that's when I was a child, that's all kind of fences we had. And they ride boards back then to cover houses with.
But I guess the rail fences would be